What is up, guys? It is Dylan Lepore back to you with another video, and today, well, a video podcast. This is going to be an update. It's not a PlayStation podcast or a Monday or a Thursday afternoon games chat, but it is an update on the YouTube podcasting, SoundCloud, iTunes, and writing in awe and whatnot, and what I plan to do with that. And so if you're interested, stick around, and I'll tell you a little about what's going on in my life right now. And hopefully you guys who care about this channel will listen, or podcast, or whatever you choose to listen or watch me or read me on. But my job right now is this: being a student at my university. Radford University is where I am at right now, and doing media studies major with a concentration in journalism. Now, the reason I chose this school was because of it was cheap, well, inexpensive. It was a very inexpensive school, and there was no in-state, which is super weird. There was no in-state universities that was journalism specific. Now, I got into out-of-state schools, but again, the cost was just way too high, just insane cost. And so I chose Radford, and I was going to go to VCU, but I just didn't like it there. It just didn't feel right. And then Radford was, I guess, plan B, plan C of my university picking experience. But I am a student, full-time student here at Radford. And I have two jobs on top of being a student. I work at the Career Center, the Radford's Career Center, doing social media help and other stuff they need help with around the office. But mostly I'm there for their social media help. And that is a cool job, along with me being the first editor first ever freshman editor-in-chief of our school newspaper, the Tartan. I completely redesigned the website, and I completely am overhauling the staff and trying to get a paper out on the 31st of this month, January. And that is a lot of work. That is a ton of work, and that's why I'm slowing down on the podcasting and YouTube videos like I normally do. Even though I just had a winter break and I could have made a whole bunch of other stuff. I could have made articles. I could have made YouTube. I could have made a podcast. Even though I did make a YouTube video, which we'll talk about later. But I just felt so tired and lazy, and I just wanted to enjoy the winter break and just move on, even though I really wanted to try hard and work hard and do the podcasting and do the YouTube. I just didn't feel motivated enough, or just I don't know. I didn't feel like doing anything, and everything was just stressing me out. And just thinking about the next semester. And yeah, that goes for the workload. The workload is crazy. I want to say it's like not, I'm not comparing my job to like a doctor or a lawyer or whatnot, or a really high up business major, because I want to do video game journalism. But my workload is enough to keep me super, super busy. And taking six classes with the two jobs can get insane sometimes, especially this is only being the second day of of being at college for the second semester, first semester, sophomore. But I like it, But I still want to do the YouTube podcasting and articles for video games because I never want to stop doing that because that just helps practice and sees where I'm at. And every time I do it, I just build on from the previous. And with the YouTube videos, I've been kind of like on a like straight for right now. And I'm trying to rise back up. Like I've done in the past with the video editing and stuff like that, but I just need to get a script out and talk slowly, concentrate, stop saying and I just hate every time I say that. And just editing a video, when you do that all throughout it and not taking your, I feel like I wasn't taking my time on some of the videos. I don't know why I feel like I need to rush these videos out and I can't just hold back. Sometimes I think I feel like I need to rush out these videos because it's a timely manner. So like if Destiny's Iron Banner out, I need to do an Iron Banner video as soon as possible, as quick as possible. But then I lose quality. And not really with the video itself, just with me talking over it. And since it's unscripted, sometimes it's unscripted. Most of the times I try to do an outline. For the podcasts, I do an outline. But with the articles, I do the full articles. I need to try to figure out a better way instead of just reading a full article. But you guys still might be interested in me saying that stuff. But it's just a ton of work, and I just want to do better at it and take my time. Don't feel rushed when I'm doing these extra stuff like videos, podcasting, and video game articles, because my goal with the video game articles is that I'm trying to write an article. I'm trying to write at least two articles a week, at least two articles a week, video game related articles. And now, with the rest of the time, anytime I have free time, I'll just be writing random stuff to get my skills up and running. I got my mom got me a 400 writing prompts book. And what I plan to do with that is at least try to write something a day and take a couple days, take 2 days and write a video game article and carefully write it. And it does not have to be long. It can be 500 words because not everybody is going to read the entire video game article. And it can even be less than that, as just a little like pop-up and news article saying something new or interesting or whatnot. Just something video game related, and I can post it to my WordPress blog, dylanlepore.wordpress.com. And that's what I plan to do with the articles. I really need to knock those out. But school is number one, and the tartan is a very close second because that takes a lot of time. Because since I'm the editor-in-chief of a newspaper, and that is that's a big pressure on my shoulders. And so hiring people, managing people, communicating well, editing, all the everything you can do. Basically, I'm running a business, and this is the best practice for in the big leagues, if you will. And so I'm willing to take it by the horns, and I'm ready for it. It's just a lot of work, and I gotta plan this all out well and be on top of everything and try to do all my work early. Just as soon as I get it, do it then. I just heard something. But as soon as I get it, do it then, and don't worry about it later. Because if I do it then, it's going to be done, and I don't have to worry about it, like I just said. So, like, for instance, if I get an article for a class after write the article that day. If I have a quiz, study that day and be prepared to take it as soon as possible if it's an online quiz. Soon as I hear about my exams or exam whatever, or exam testing or studying, or if I have to do something with my exam, just get on that as soon as possible, because that is the whole point of everything. Just get it on as soon as possible. That sounds weird. Just do it as soon as possible, and you don't have to worry about it later. And that'll give me enough time to worry about the newspaper, worry about my career center job, and do YouTube podcasting and the two articles a week, or at least writing something a day to keep me writing, and maybe posting on my WordPress. But I do not even have to post on my WordPress. Just as long as I'm writing something a day that's a little, at least comprehensive. For me, it has to be comprehensive or something that interests me or something, because when I hear people like writing daily and stuff and it just doesn't all make sense and they don't edit it at all, that just drives me crazy. I can't like read this thing and be like, I want to edit it. Sometimes you just gotta leave articles alone. Like if you did an article a month ago and you reread it again, don't make edits. Just leave it alone how it is. It's fine. You're not going to get in trouble. It's a month ago. It's okay. but with the podcast, yes, I plan on doing my Monday podcast again. I'm still hesitant on the Thursday afternoon podcast, but we'll just have to wait and see. But speaking of YouTube, YouTube has now done a new partnership program, YouTube partnership program, and they changed their monetization. And so it used to be you only needed, 10,000 lifetime views to be qualified to monetize, but now they're saying you need 4,000 watch hours in the past 12 months to be available for monetization and have 1,000 subscribers, which I clearly do not have. I am a quarter of the way there, almost a quarter of the way there in subscribers, and so I hope to get those up, and I hope to make quality videos that you guys find interesting, because that is what I really want to do. I want to start talking about what I love, and I love Destiny, so I want to keep doing Destiny videos, but I also want to try out different topics, maybe some long form topics, I want YouTube videos that will last a long time. YouTube videos that you can watch a long time from now and they still be relevant or somewhat relevant, or they're just a fact that won't change at all. Because with this Destiny video stuff, like Destiny Zerg video, that video is only going to get like a certain amount of views a weekend, but that's it. And the video is just going to die. You're never going to get views with that video ever again. You got to think about it like that. Make long-term content. It doesn't have to be long-form content, but long-term content, if that makes sense. And then, yeah, that last video, I wanted to mention that last video. That last video was awful. I thought the video itself was good. Again, I think the video itself was good. It's just the and the in the video is just, it just dragged me down. It just, and then some guy left a rude comment on it, and I just commented back. Read it if you want to laugh. But it just aggravated me watching the video, or listening to the video. Watching the video was totally different experience from listening to the video. Listening to the video really, and I got a whole bunch of comments on Facebook giving me criticism, but it was good criticism of that. And I knew what I did, and I just felt like I needed to post something on YouTube. And if I can talk like this, like I am right now, without saying and I know exactly what I'm talking about, then we should be fine. Because I hate doing that in YouTube videos, and editing that crap is the worst thing, because then you just get a whole bunch of skips. But this is a podcast, so I'm making this no edits, and so this is no editing. This is just me talking, and I want you to just listen and relate and try to get something from this or get some ideas. Some of the things I've been saying I hope have been helpful. What I'm trying to do, again, is the articles, daily articles, with two video game articles posted on the website I work for, and YouTube videos, trying to come up with long-term content for YouTube while still doing Destiny, because I like Destiny, so I'm going to keep doing Destiny. Trying to play video games more often. It's just, again, studying, work. It's a lot of work that's not involved with this extra stuff, because I got to take the extra stuff and squeeze in just a tiny, tiny bit into my work day. And I'm just going to be working all the time. But that shows, and that's what I'm hoping for. And hoping that my writing can get better, hoping that my language can get better, hoping that my voice speaking into the mic can get better. Writing can get better. Writing scripts for videos, for podcasting, better outlines, more detailed outlines, taking my time constructing content instead of always feeling I'm being rushed, because that's what I really hate. But that's sometimes the energy I need to do something, because late at night I get to thinking, like, why, what can I do now? I was like, why would I want to do something now at 3 a.m. in the morning? It's just stop it and just go to bed and then do something in the morning or afternoon. But you don't have to do something at 3 a.m. in the morning. Just go to bed. That's all you need is sleep. But, you know, when your mind starts racing at the middle of the night, you start thinking of random things and start reading a book or start watching a TV show, and you're like, I want to create something. And I'm just like, I get that energy so many times. I'm just like, well, just go to bed and then you can do it in the morning. But then I feel like crap in the morning for some reason, and I just don't want to do it. So this has been some kind of a rant just on my work alone, but I hope to do the best with the Tartan. This is my first semester with the Tartan, the newspaper, and I hope I can do a lot better. Man, it's just a ton of work this semester, and it's crazy. Oh my god. So I hope you find this update helpful. And I hope you keep watching me on YouTube. Hope you listen to the podcast. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter at Dylan's Legos. I tweet all the time. I Instagram regularly. I try to take the best photos I can with the only camera and lens I have, which was only $3 at a yard sale. And so they're taking some pretty nice pictures for $3 at a yard sale. But again, you can also donate if you want to run the podcast. I usually say that stuff before the podcast starts. But yeah, you remember, guys, you can donate. You guys know the link. It's in my description. And yeah, subscribe, and I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for listening. And this is Dylan Lepore signing off.